You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Racine man turned himself in after a fatal shooting, claiming self-defense. He now faces homicide charges. Terrence Gardner is charged with homicide in the death of his cousin, Brian Edgerson. Gardner is being held on a $500,000 bond with a hearing next week. A worker lost a fingertip at a Racine County plant co-owned by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, prompting a federal safety investigation. JS Online reports that TS Food Packaging says that they prioritize safety, but employees dispute that protocols are always followed. This is the second OSHA complaint in a year for the business. We Energies is delaying the Oak Creek coal plant closure again, now until 2026. They're citing concerns about keeping their system operational. Environmental advocates warn that it will raise costs and slow the shift to renewable energy. For the second year in a row, the Wisconsin Supreme Court refused to hear redistricting lawsuits, despite a change in the court's makeup. Democrats argued that the maps unfairly favor Republicans. The current boundaries will remain unchanged for the next election. The DNR's Great Lakes Landing Blitz will teach boaters how to inspect and clean equipment to prevent invasive species. With the busy holiday weekend coming, volunteer inspectors will be at landings statewide to ensure compliance with water protection laws. And Racine police are increasing patrols and surveillance at North Beach and other parks after recent large gatherings and takeover incidents. Police are out with a reminder that parks and beaches close at 10 and that there's a curfew for minors that starts at 11. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks are on the clock. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, basketball. The NBA draft continues tonight. The Bucks with a pick in the second round, 47th overall. Former Badgers star John Tanjay and Marquette's Cam Jones expected to be selected. Last night, Con Knipple from Milwaukee, the fourth overall pick by the Charlotte Hornets, becoming the highest drafted player ever in state history. His high school coach, Ryan Walls, at a watch party at Wisconsin Lutheran High, who won the state with Knipple in his senior year.
Never had a kid ever be drafted before, so able to share this moment with a lot of people who love Con.
Baseball, the Brewers with a day off before hosting the Rockies tomorrow night. Rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski, now 3-0, after leading the Brewers to a 4-2 win over the Pirates yesterday to win that series.
Electric, you know. That's Miz. You know, if you're walking a couple of guys and a little erratic, able to calm down himself and get right back on the bump and stay on the attack. That was huge for us.
That's Brewers catcher Eric Haas with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Alana Thompson, a.k.a. Honey Boo Boo, is back in the public eye, or trying to be. Americans last remember her from 2012's Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. The show followed the hyper six-year-old while she graced the airwaves of TLC and was a spinoff from an equally horrible show called Toddlers and Tiaras. Both shows were the brainchild of Mama June, Alana's mother. Now the poor kid is trying to reinvent herself and remain relevant as former reality stars so often do, and she's using a new biopic to do it. If you're interested and can't get enough southern drawl and manufactured charm, check out I Was Honey Boo Boo on Lifetime. Dreamy heartthrob Bobby Sherman has passed away. Sherman was a teen idol in the 1960s. Sherman sang hits like Little Women, Hey Mr. Sun, and Easy Come, Easy Go. Bobby Sherman was 81 years old and 5 feet 9 inches tall. Is it just me, or does it seem like people should know the height of celebrities who pass away? Let's start something new here. Jane Austen's Sense and Sensibility is getting a makeover. Daisy Edgar Jones has just signed on to be the film's lead, Eleanor Dashwood. The role of sister Marion Dashwood has not been announced yet. The story follows the sisters after they are forced to leave their family home in Sussex due to financial issues. Daisy Edgar Jones herself announced the news on social media. Her previous credits include Where the Crawdads Sing and last summer's Twisters, where she played the female lead opposite Glenn Powell. Most of us have a love-hate relationship with Facebook and only know the story of its beginnings from the film The Social Network. There will be a sequel on the way from Aaron Sorkin. Variety reports that Sorkin has written a screenplay as a follow-up to the 2010 film based on a series of Wall Street Journal articles called The Facebook Files. No casting has taken place yet, but Sorkin is an Oscar-winning writer, so buckle up, folks. It's always fun to watch the box office prognosticators estimate what film will earn how much in theaters. The new Brad Pitt film, F1 The Movie, a film set in the world of Formula One, is being called Top Gun on Wheels by people such as me, Peach Wabba. It opens this weekend, and box office so-called experts are estimating the film will bring in $40 to $50 million. F1 The Movie is Apple Original Films' sixth theatrical wide release. Speaking of Pitt, the actor recently told a story about how he was almost fired when he was an extra. Pitt appeared on Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert podcast and talked about his life as an extra after moving to Hollywood. Pitt told Shepard while working on the Charlie Sheen movie at No Man's Land, he ad-libbed a line while playing a waiter. The assistant director told him, "If you do that again, you're fired." Can you imagine? His mutual man crush with George Clooney was almost unrequited. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high in the low 80s this afternoon. We'll get more rain tonight, another quarter inch or more possible. Our low 67, scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, 79. By Saturday, partly cloudy, 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 82.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.